Start with the monthly legislature meeting.
Okay.
And are we missing any legislators at this point? Now that, oh, Gary Swackhammer hasn't joined yet? Okay. Mike Hanna?
I have four missing.
Do we have Paul Van Cast?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to have to do a roll call anyway.
Yep, I'm right here.
Okay. All right, so here we go. call the monthly legislature meeting for March 2020 to order. And I would ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hanna. Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Ms. Latimer.
Here.
Mr. Mayo.
Here.
Mr. Malter.
Here.
Mr. Mullen. He just sent me a text. He says he's here, but he cannot come through on the phone. So I'm marking him as present.
Yep.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Hey.
Mr. Roush.
He is. Gary Roush.
Here.
Mr. Ryan.
Here.
Mr. Shue.
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Here.
Oh, you made it. Great. Mr. Van Castle.
Good. Here.
Mr. Van Etten.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay.
Yay.
We would ask for Ms. Ferratella to please do the invocation.
Thank you. Lord, today we need your guidance and spirit as we meet under these challenging circumstances involving the coronavirus. We are thankful for the dedication of our county employees as they help us navigate these uncharted waters. We are also praying for all the people worldwide that are being affected by this pandemic. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Now the Pledge of Allegiance. This ought to be interesting. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was interesting.
We're learning as we go.
We're getting through it, Tom. All right, just again, it was helpful in the committee meetings. For any motions, comments, anything, just identify yourself when you speak, because the rules are the clerks have to provide a verbatim set of minutes of these meetings. So speak slowly, speak clearly, which is a problem for me, and make sure you identify yourself, okay? So adoption of last month's minutes. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Gary Swack.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're carried. Very good. Report.
This is Aaron Mueller. Can you hear me now?
We can
hear you, yes.
Yep.
Reports of standing committees. reports of special committees, reports of county officers. I have something I want to read, and then we have Jack, Darlene, and Tim in the EOC that are going to give us an update. So I just want to take a moment and recognize and thank our county professionals for the outstanding job that they've done these last 2 weeks. As soon as information started coming in that we were facing an imminent crisis, Jack, Darlene, and the team of key EMO individuals set up the command center in the 911 building. They have worked there from early in the morning to late into the night to prepare us for what lies ahead. I stopped in last Monday and spent a couple hours there, and I was amazed at how organized and professional they were all working together as a team. I know that I probably will miss mentioning some of the folks, but Jack Wheeler, Chris Brewer, Darlene Smith, and Matt Marmer from Public Health, Tim Marshall, Ken Ferenz from EMO, Dave Hopkins, Tina Goodwin from 911, Sheriff Allard, Eric Rose from Buildings and Grounds, and Rob Wolverton from IT, and all of their staff deserve special recognition for the work that they have done to make our county as prepared as possible for this epidemic. And to Darlene's public health nurses that are manning the phones and meeting with people that have been quarantined, tested, and either have or are awaiting the results, we appreciate your outstanding service to our community. I stayed in contact with Jack via multiple text or phone calls every day. We had to make some decisions on the fly that would otherwise go to committees, but given the immediacy of the situation, we made them. I'll be the first to admit that I've been a skeptic of some of the EMO efforts over the years, the mock disasters and drills that they have. Well, it's times like this where all of that planning, experience, and preparedness pays off. The systems, practices, and processes that have been used these past 2 weeks by the team in the EOC are of the highest quality, and our residents in the county are the benefactors of that hard work. So thank you. And with that, I'll turn it over to Jack.
Thank you, Chairman, and thanks, everyone. You know, I would echo that. All departments as well, you know, like Scott said, too many to name, but everyone's had to step up. We've been planning for weeks, but, you know, it came to a head last Sunday, and they all worked very closely together to implement, you know, a concise, clear plan. I think we have a good direction. I think we're well prepared. And we'll, you know, just roll with the punches as the days come. Tim and Darlene, as you mentioned, are here in the EOC with me. We're in a separate room to take this call. But I'll have Darlene give you a brief update about where we're at in our situational response efforts.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and all the legislators for your support. I can tell you that as of this morning, we received our fifth confirmed positive COVID case. The individual resides in Corning, and we're working out the details of all of that right now, making some phone calls and trying to find out potential sources of exposure and contact. The numbers as of this morning are five positive COVID cases and at least 70 that we are following in isolation and in quarantine. I expect both of those numbers to increase not only today, but in the coming days. We have a lot of tests out right now waiting on results. A number of them are related to one of the other positive cases that we've had in recent days. So the numbers are going to go up for sure, so don't be alarmed when you see them. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
I have a question, Harry Swackhammer.
Okay.
How are we coming? Are we have enough tests in the county at this point?
We Providers and hospitals do still have testing kits available. I'm going to say the hospitals are averaging, on average, two out of the three, I would say on average, have between 75 and 100 tests left available to them. The third hospital has significantly less in number. I'm not sure how many providers currently have. We have ordered supplies in case we need to stand up a drive-through testing, waiting for better direction from New York State Department of Health on that. But even if the word came today from them to get it going, I can't do it without the supplies. But we have ordered supplies to do many, 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 many. And we really put that order in, I'm going to say, it was probably 2 weeks ago, 10 days to 2 weeks ago. So we were ahead of the curve on that, but just we're stalled with that right now.
Okay, thank you. All
the attention and supplies currently are going downstate where the numbers are so high.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jack, Tim want to speak?
So, we've been working, as the chairman said, we've been working pretty straight through for the last 2 weeks. A lot of our planning efforts started when this kicked off in China back in early January. We've been coordinating with public health all along. And I think the efforts that we've put forth in our planning has brought us to the point of where we are today. Our biggest struggle has been supplies. As Darlene said, a lot of the supplies seem to be going downstate. We've had a request into the state to fill a supply request for at least 10 days, probably almost 2 weeks now. And we just haven't seen the supplies coming in. We did receive some hand sanitizer from the state, which we're trying to coordinate and distribute out to county agencies as well as other support agencies. But they came in gallon jugs, and they're meant to be refillers of smaller containers. So we've been doing that as the best we can. We've ordered some supplies of the smaller containers to be able to distribute out to law enforcement and fire and EMS, as well as to the hospitals. And we're waiting on that order to come in for the smaller bottles to be able to distribute that. The other thing, as far as distribution of supplies, we're getting out a stockpile of expired N95 masks that the federal government has said that we can use in this event. So we're trying to get those out to fire, law enforcement, and EMS today. We're using some of the assistance of our deputy fire coordinators and some of our office staff that are not working in the EOC to try to get that those resources out to our first responders. So we've had two conference calls with fire, EMS, or over the last week, keeping them updated on our current situation, protocol changes from the state, and recommended response efforts. So it's been very good. I think we're at a good spot. I feel very comfortable with our plan right now. The biggest thing is just to try to keep people home and keep them safe.
Okay. Thank you very much. If there are no announcements, we will move to the general orders of the day. I'll ask the clerk to please read Resolution 1.
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Authorizing the Steuben County Legislature to conduct committee and full board meetings by teleconference during the COVID-19 states of emergency.
Is there a second?
Taylor, I'll show you. Make the motion.
Second.
All right, we'll do a roll call vote.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yep.
Mr. Malter?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Resolution 1 carries.
Resolution 1 has passed. Would the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Mr. Potter, second.
Thank you.
Mrs. Ceratella.
All right, we'll ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
I have to recuse myself. I have a relationship with one of the property owners on the list.
Okay. Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
I have to abstain. I have explained matters on the list.
Okay. Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Resolution 2 carries.
Resolution 2 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten, receiving and accepting the March 23rd, 2020 communications log as prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Is there a second?
Gary Roush, second.
Very good. This one is by acclamation. I wish all the rest of them were as well, but all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Please, would the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, requesting the adoption of Senate Bill S-7816 and Assembly Bill A-9796, extending the expiration date of the mortgage recording tax for the County of Steuben.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Ceratella, I second the motion.
Thank you. No discussion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Jack. If I could jump in, this resolution and your next one, from what we're hearing from NYSAC, are all of these renewals of local revenue bills are likely to be taken up by an omnibus bill that just extends them all. So, you know, we can do this, but it'll likely end up being moot because they're likely to just be rolled into one bill that'll be passed probably by the end of this week. But it's still good to get it done since we have the bill numbers, but, you know, it might be just taken care of by the state. Just wanted to give you that heads up.
Okay, thank you. If no discussion, we'll ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Carries.
Motion 4 has carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. requesting the adoption of Senate Bill number S-1885B and Assembly Bill number A-9704A, extending the additional 1% sales tax for Steuben County.
Is there a second?
Second, Latimer.
Latimer, second.
Thank you. No discussion. I'd ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Mr. Swackhammer. Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo. Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
5-3.
Resolution 5 has passed. Would the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Malter, authorizing the acceptance of the New York State 2019-2020 Public Safety Answering Points Operation Grant.
Is there a second?
Second. Gary, you're out.
Second. Second.
Gary Swack.
Thank you. If no discussion, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 6.
Resolution 6 has carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, accepting the Census Outreach Grant.
Is there a second?
Second, Lando.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would encourage everyone to go online if you got your mailer and do your online census. I did it yesterday. It took me about 5 minutes. And so make sure you let all your neighbors and family know to do it as well. Because in this state, with everyone moving out, we're going to need as many heads counted as possible.
Yeah.
All right. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes. Lando.
Is that a yes? Mrs. Lando.
Yeah.
I think she was telling the cat to get down. Yeah.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Resolution 7 carries.
Resolution 7 is carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols. authorizing the transfer and appropriation of funds to the County Route 119 over the Canisteo River Federal Aid Bridge Project account.
Mr. Potter, second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll ask the clerk. Yep, go ahead.
This is Aaron Mullen. I had a question. Sure. I was wondering why the budget on this went up if the contract that we discussed in Public Works is under $4
million. Mr. Spagnoletti?
This is Vince. When we originally entered into the agreement with DOT to fund it, our agreement with them was for $4,640,000. This was made prior to any hydraulic analysis, meaning water flow through the stream, and before any soils testing was done, which relate to the number of piles you have to drill. Since we did that agreement with them, and you do the soils tests and the hydraulic analysis after that initial agreement, it required a bigger project. So that's why the project price was increased to $4,940,000, and this requires us to appropriate that funding from the state for them to pay for it.
Okay, I thought I heard on the Public Works call that the contract was $3,009,000 something. Was it? It is $4,009,000 then?
The just a second. The contract to build it to Twin Tiers is approximately $4 million. In addition to that, you pay $400,000 to design it, $450,000 for the inspectors on the job while they're building it, $50,000 for the railroad design, and about another $45,000 for right-of-way purchase and eminent domain and appraisals. So beyond the bid of $3,994,000, you have about another $945,000 cost for those four items.
Okay.
All right. Good question. Thank you, Vince, for the explanation. Any other questions?
Any other questions?
I would ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Malter?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Roush?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Resolution 8 carries.
Resolution 8 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols, authorizing the implementation and funding in the first instance 100% of the federal aid and state Marchiselli program aid eligible costs of a transportation federal aid project.
Is there a second?
Second, Swackhammer.
Thank you. Any discussion? If not, the clerk please call the roll.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Resolution 9 has passed. Would the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols, waiving the established tip fees for roadside cleanup weeks for local municipalities.
Is there a second?
Second, Ryan.
Thank you. Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando. Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Resolution 10 has carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols, authorizing a tire amnesty week and establishing an event recycle fee.
Is there a second?
Mr. Potter, second.
Thank you. Any questions? If not, the clerk please call the roll.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo. Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yeah.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 11 has carried. We're halfway through, folks. Hang on to us. We're going to get this done. Would the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols, authorizing the Commissioner of Public Works to enter into an intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Hornellsville.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Any
questions or comments? I would ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
All right, Resolution 12 has carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 13?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols, authorizing the purchase of a permanent easement on and over certain real property in the town of Cameron for the purpose of replacing and maintaining thereon the County Route 119 bridge over the Canisteo River.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If no questions or comments, the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Mayo.
Boy.
Yep.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Resolution 13 has carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 14?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing the purchase of land adjacent to the landfill in the town of Bath.
Is there a second?
Mr. Malter, second.
Thank you. If no questions, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 14 has carried. Resolution 15. Would the clerk please call or read the resolution?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols. Authorizing the acquisition by eminent domain two parcels of real property, both located in the town of Cameron, for the purpose of replacing and maintaining thereon the County Route 119 bridge over the Canisteo River.
Is there a
second?
Second,
Lando.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi, this is Steve. I've got just a question on this.
Okay.
Since we don't know the owners of the property, who are we going to make the payment to if we acquire it?
So, Steve, this is Jen Prosick. What happens is we file a petition with the court for eminent domain, and the court most likely will order that the money will be held by the Commissioner of Finance to place a claim against that money.
Okay. Thanks. That's all I was wondering.
Anyone else have a question?
Anyone else have a question?
All right. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 15 has passed. Just a status check. we are getting a lot of feedback and echoing. If anyone has their computer and their phone on, if you can fix that, it would help the call.
Somebody needs to cover their bird cage.
Well, I know, Mr. Nichols, it's hard with a rotary dial phone, but Mr. Nichols was going to put a handkerchief over the mouthpiece to mute it. All right.
Once you had one.
All right.
And I want to know this. Slack, I want to know if everybody's got their tie on this morning.
No.
No.
When I checked in,
I got my barn clothes on.
Yeah, when I checked into the county office building, the sheriff's down at the door, I gave them my name, and they said, Scott Vanetten, are you with Public Works? And I said, no. So I'm definitely not wearing a tie. All right, would the clerk please read Resolution 16?
Did you want to?
Yeah, but we should read it and then.
Okay. Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Shue. Waiving the 16B process and authorizing the creation of one part-time assistant district attorney position in the district attorney's office.
Is there a second?
This is Fitzpatrick. I would like to make a motion to table this.
Second.
Oh, Gary.
Okay, and a defined date, Ms. Fitzpatrick?
The April meeting.
Very good. Is that okay with who seconded it?
Gary Swack.
Yep.
Okay.
It was going to be my one opportunity to say no today, and you took it away from me.
Sorry, honey.
You were going to say no anyway. This is Carol.
Okay, so for the motion to table, we just need a acclamation vote. All of those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion to table carries.
No.
No.
Was there a no?
Yeah, it was Steve.
Okay, thank you. Motion to table carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 17?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Mr. Shue. Authorizing the reclassification of one vacant motor equipment operator position, grade 8, to an automotive mechanic position, grade 10, in the Department of Public Works.
Is there a second?
Secretary Teller seconds that motion.
Thank you. No comments or questions. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yeah.
Mr. Vanetten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer. Ms. Latimer. Ms. Latimer. Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Had it muted, sorry.
It's okay. Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 17 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 18?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Mr. Shue. Authorizing the reclassification of one vacant motor equipment operator position, grade 8, to a district supervisor, grade 15, in the Department of Public Works.
Is there second,
second, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No questions. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter. Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yeah.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 18 has carried. Will the clerk please read Resolution 19?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Mr. Shu. Authorizing the reclassification of one typist position, grade 4, to an account clerk typist position, grade 6, in the Department of Public Works.
Is there a second?
Carry, I'll second.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
19 carries.
Resolution 19 carries. Clerk, please read Resolution 20.
Introduced by Mr. Shu. Declaring April as Donate Life Month.
Second, Swack.
Thank you.
Whose life is he donating?
So this one is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Carried. Clerk, please read Resolution 21.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, establishing the date, time, and place for the 2020 delinquent real property tax public auction.
Is there a second?
Latimer, second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The clerk, please call the order.
Mr. Ryan.
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, since everything's happening, this is going to be a pie in the sky. We'll hold this date, but it may be changed in the future.
That's right. Yep.
That's right. Yep. This is Aaron Mullen. That was my question as well. I just wanted to make sure we could change it if we needed to.
Yes, I think there's a certain time we have to put forward. Mr. Donnelly called me and asked me and said he was kind of concerned about the date, and that we may have to push it back. So that's just for information for the future.
Jen?
Yeah, I think we have currently about a month wiggle room in our calendar, so we'll see what happens. At this point, we normally proceed with default judgment in May. There are no default judgments at this point in time. We could do it as late as June and probably still make this date, so we'll just monitor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Horton. Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Resolution 21 has passed. Can we do the rest of the next five in the... We need a motion to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Is there someone willing to make
the move?
We got it. Is there a second?
And waiving the reading.
Potter seconds it.
And that includes waiving the reading of those as well.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And that,
please.
And that one is also by acclamation?
Yes.
That, so we're voting on combining those with no reading. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
You will be banished for life if you oppose for this. Thank you. That carries. And now we're voting on all of those resolutions. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Very good. They all carry. Mr. Wheeler had a comment.
Yeah, thank you. One person who wasn't recognized in the beginning is the chairman himself. I think if he knew what was about to happen when he ran, he might reconsider it, but he's been doing an awesome job. You know, I've been on the phone and text with him all hours of the day and night. All you legislators need to be recognized for really supporting staff and the safety of the public, and Chairman Van Etten specifically, because he's been there, makes our job out here and the count and the department's job much easier when we have great leadership and guidance and support. So thank you.
Thank you.
Jack, this is Tom Ryan. Do you have any suggestions on what we could do locally here? Any ideas how we could pitch in as legislators in our communities?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I've been communicating with a lot of you by text and email. I think what we need your help with is just spreading the public health messages that you see and that we send to you and that's on Facebook. And that is, you know, whenever there's a positive case, and we're going to get more, you know, spread the calming messages. Public health puts out as much information as we possibly can about where individuals were known to be without violating HIPAA or any other laws, because it's a public health concern. But just help calm your residents. I mean, obviously, stay inside, stay inside, stay inside. But, you know, it's not a time for panic. It's a time for action.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to send Mrs. Ryan over to live with you.
I'm full, but thank you.
All right. Is there anything else for open session?
Okay. Before you adjourn...
I do have a question.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The question I have on the next meeting, do we use the same number... The 1408.
Don't say it. All right.
Yeah. Bite my tongue.
Executive session.
Sorry.
Because it's executive session, we need to keep the numbers in house so that nobody can listen in. All right. So, the second email I sent you that has executive session at the top. It's the same phone number. It's just a different access code.
Right. That's my question.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the access code does start with 716. Okay?
Yep.
All right. So once you adjourn, you hang up your phone and you call the number again.
Well, motion to go in the executive.
It'll take 5 minutes.
Ryan.
Second. Fitzpatrick.
All right.
We need to know what... type of executive session for litigation.
Correct. It's pending litigation.
That's right. Sorry.
So the motion is for pending litigation. We have a motion and a second.
Yeah. Gary Swack, motion.
Okay. Aaron Mullen,
Patrick, second.
Okay, Swack, Hammer, and Mullen. We'll vote on this, hang up, and it'll take 5 minutes before you can call back in. That's what our IT folks are telling us. So you got to let this one drop off, wait 5 minutes, and then call back in to the other number.
Question, Mr. Malter?
Yes.
If we're sitting out there, are we going to adjourn the regular session, or are we going to sit out there, go into executive session, and then come back in to regular session and adjourn?
We will probably have to come back into the regular session because we will be hopefully getting a vote.
Okay.
Good question.
Okay.
Because the vote needs to be in public session.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So will the number that we called in this time still be active to call back in after the executive session?
I'm looking to my IT guys.
It depends on how long it lasts. I might have to make a new room because this is only good for 2 hours.
Okay.
Okay, well, if it doesn't last very long.
It won't take long.
Yeah, so the original call was for a two-hour window. So when we go to executive session, that won't take long, and then we still have time to call into the original one again.
Okay.
Good.
So we have a motion and a second to go into executive session.
Aaron Mullen.
Okay, go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, I had a question for the people who are, for the public who's listening in and not on the line that we're on to be able to speak. If they want to hear what happens when we come back into public session, can they just stay on their line right now?
Yes.
So that we don't have to tell them a time or something?
Yes.
Yes, they can.
The line will be
okay.
Kept
so that's
open.
What they should.
Yes.
And if they were able to sit through this to this point, God bless them. We hope they do stay.
Yeah.
Stay on. All right. If there's no other questions, all in favor on the motion to adjourn to executive session?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we will talk in 5 minutes, so at 11:10. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
That button?
Yep.
Then we can keep committee meetings short, because this is going to be...
Welcome to WebEx. Enter your access code or meeting number, followed by pound. Enter your attendee ID number.
Jeff Horton.
Paul Van Castle here.
Exactly.
Fred Potter here.
Okay, it's Steve.
Tom Ryan in. Gary Rouse here.
Bob Nichols here.
Two.
Aaron Mullen is here.
Robin isn't joining. Ryan hasn't joined.
I thought I heard.
Yes, I have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought I heard.
Nope.
Carol Ferratella.
Bob Nichols hasn't.
I don't think so.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Bob Nichols. Yep.
Thank you.
Well, I think we've got enough to at least pass.
Yeah.
Or address the resolution. Yeah.
You want to
just
do an official roll, or?
Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, no, we don't.
Okay.
Just go ahead and do the resolution.
That's fine. Just, all right, so please read the resolution.
Matters pertaining to the settlement of claims by or against the county.
And that was...
We need a motion.
We need a motion and a second, please.
So moved, Brian.
Landon.
Second, Sharatella.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Shue. Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer. Mr. Van Castle.
No.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Against my better judgment, yes.
Mr. Horton.
I agree with Kelly. Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter. Mr. Mullen.
No.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
No.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
And I'm going to try again. Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Malter? Mr. Malter? Motion carries.
All right, the motion has carried. Thank you. I have no other business. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Can I just say something? This is Hilda.
Yes?
I wanted to just thank everybody who got this whole thing started, because this teleconferencing wasn't bad. I don't think it was bad at all.
Yeah, so, not on your end, but it is on ours. It sounds like you're standing in a sluice pipe, Hilda.
No, I have my allergies are kicking in.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you.
John Malter,
I'll make the motion.
John Malter, I have a question.
Yes.
As far as the committee meetings, how are we handling them?
We're going to be doing them by teleconference as well. But I'll be working with IT to do a way that you can log into the WebEx and leave a call-in number, like a call me back. Then the system will call you back when we're ready to start. So we'll know who's actually on the call.
So as far as the chairman of these committees, how is he going to be able to handle this situation?
Well, we haven't gotten that far yet. Probably what's going to happen is Amanda and or myself will have to proctor the session, just so we know who's on and who is not. And then just let the chairman take over running the meeting. But we'll work on it.
Thank you.
We've got a week before we have to worry about it, so we'll be working on it.
You'll let us know.
We will.
This is Latimer with another question.
Yep.
So we're going to continue in this fashion until further notice.
Correct.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Anything else from anyone? All right, we had the motion and the second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, folks, thank you very much. We'll get better at
thank
this
you.
As
thank
we
you,
do it.
Good.
So
thank you.
Have a good day.
Good job, Scott. Okay.
If we could get